For many years, Guy Mezger was known as one of the top mixed martial artists in the world, but now he has taken on a new role as commissioner and president of Mark Cuban's HD Net Fights. He's got a lot on his plate, and we appreciate him taking the time out today to speak with us. Coming up, the big December 15th show at the American Airlines Arena. And first off, Guy, how are you liking your transition in the front office, so to speak, as commissioner and president of HD Net Fights a few months in right now?
Well, to be honest, I prefer the fight business because all I can do is get my head knocked off. And it's a lot more fun than this part of it. But I actually kind of tease about that. It's been a great transition. I mean, I've always been involved in the business end of the fight business from way even before I was involved in mixed martial arts, even before there was mixed martial arts and no holds barred. I was involved in promotions and stuff like that. Obviously, just kind of get my own career going. And then back in 97, we actually threw the very first mixed martial arts events in Texas. We were about 10 years before our time. We found a loophole in the laws and in the Texas Boxing Commission laws, which were soon tightened up. But we were able to throw three shows that were pretty successful there. So I'm always involved with it. It's just that this is a much bigger much bigger endeavor. So it's exciting, a little bit scary, but exciting.
Now, how did the relationship with Mark Cuban and HD Net come about in terms of hiring you on as this new role of commissioner and president of their promotion?
Well, it started with the fact that I do I was doing consulting for various martial arts, mixed martial arts organizations, and doing commentating, things like that. And I met Ron Kruk, who is a member of HDNet and HDNet Fights. He's a commentator, one of the commentators and reporters. And we basically helped I was consulting for another organization that was a little bit ill-prepared for, what it took to put the show on TV and everything. So basically what ended up happening was me and Ron and a couple of the other consultants sat down and basically the day before the event, ironed out the whole thing. And I think it made an impression on Ron because when HDNet was looking to, they were fishing the idea, hey, do we want to go and do our own events or do we want, how do we want to go about doing this? They actually hired me as a consultant, and it was through Ron's recommendation that I got involved with HDNet. And we basically were just going over the ideas, hey, do we want to produce our own shows or do we want, do we want to work with other people and producing shows? And so that's how the relationship started. It grew from there when I ended up being asked to fly out to Las Vegas where Mark Cuban was. He was doing some stuff with the NBA. And we sat down and had a meeting with him. And it really, HDNet Fights grew out of that experience. Mark Cuban has more energy and more enthusiasm than just about any human being I've ever met. And that's saying a lot because I've been around a lot of interesting people. And basically, it formed right out of that meeting. In fact, HDNet's CEO, Andrew Simon, he was working for Cox Cable at the time. Mark had a meeting with him, right after my meeting with him. And Mark basically goes, listen, we're not done with this meeting. I've got to meet with this guy, Andrew Simon, and then we're going to continue our meeting, and we're going to form this new company. I mean, this is how it works with Mark Cuban. I mean, it's crazy. So what ended up happening is we sat down. I was part of the meeting with, I was basically an observer of the meeting with Andrew Simon, and then we started talking a little bit more about mixed martial arts, and Andrew Simon happens to have, he turns to be a huge fan of it, and he happens to know a tremendous amount of information about it because of his relationship with Cox Cable. And then next thing, one thing grew out of another, then Mark ended up hiring Andrew to be our CEO. So it was like, I mean, it was really, crazy. It wasn't one of these long, drawn out strategic designs. It was basically formed in Marx, you know, obviously had the idea of wanting to do it, and it just, and things just fell in place. I mean, the meeting went real great with me and Mark, and lots of ideas got thrown out, and bam, that was it. And then Andrew Simon just happened to be having a meeting with Cox Cable and stuff, and then, you know, Mark was excited about what he had to say, and next thing you know, he makes an offer to Andrew to come aboard with us, and that's how HCDF Fight started. And it's, I mean, most people, I mean, it just happened like bam, like that. It was great.
Now, obviously,
the problem was he gave us 5 weeks. He only gave us 5 weeks to put together the show, our first show, which was actually a really good show, especially for 5 weeks.
Yeah, and you speak about that show that happened on October 13th, and it was kind of viewed as a test run, so to speak. This next one, December 15th, is loaded, and you've signed some great fighters. I want to talk about that in a second. But what did you think about that first show? I mean, given the fact that you had only had 5 weeks to work on it, Mark Cuban said he had a couple issues with the production and whatnot, and you're obviously going to look to tweak that. What did you think of that show, and what can fans expect to be different come December in your next offering?
Well, I think the show was a really good show. I think what most people make the mistake of you know, what they do, and they think Mark Cuban, they think, okay, he's going to come in, he's going to drop $1 billion in on this business. He's a billionaire. What is, you know, he's going to throw all this money into this thing, and that's just not the way it is. Mark Cuban didn't become a billionaire because he was irresponsible with his money, you know. What the first show I thought was a success. I thought it was a really good show for what, especially for 5 weeks. And the production value on the show was you know, I thought was off the hook. I thought, you know, I mean, obviously we can improve the card and stuff like that, but I think the fights were entertaining. The show itself was entertaining for the live audience, and it was you know, and of course HCNet fights, you know, HCNet, man, it is such incredible production, you know. It was really a good job, you know. So the thing about it is that I think a little bit of the disappointment came from the fans, where they were expecting, you know, us to have, you know, Vitor, you know, fighting or something like that. And the reality is that what we really are at this point is still a TV show. We don't do pay-per-view, something we plan on doing in the future. We don't really do pay-per-view now. So it's not really responsible for us to spend $2 or $3 million on a TV show that we give away for free, basically, you know. So I think a lot of the fans were a little disappointed with that part of it. I think they get it now. I think they understand that our deal is, our intention is to be here for the long run. If we're going to be here in the long run, then we have to be responsible with how we put our shows together, that our shows are, you know, financially responsible, you know, that we can make money on them, or at least they don't cost us money, and that we can put on great TV shows so people get to watch it, build our fan base, you know, because that's the thing we do. We don't want to be a lot of hype and not a lot of show.
Now, obviously,
yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but obviously you say you work extensively with Mark Cuban. He is the owner of the promotion. How serious is Mark about mixed martial arts? I mean, we all know that he has his foot in many doors, specifically with the Dallas Mavericks. But, I mean, how far does he want this thing to go? Are you guys, you know, looking for the top to knock off the IFLs of the world? Or is this, as you say, just a TV show for the next few years and you'll kind of, you know, see how it goes and then take it from there?
Well, our intention is to be a player. Our intention is not to knock off anybody. I mean, that seems to be the overwhelming misnomer about this whole thing. And I keep, you know, when I keep talking about you know, our vision, people they're not getting it. You know, our vision is not to knock off the UFC. We're not going to be able to knock off the UFC. They put too much time and energy in what they do. Dana White, by the way, you know, even if it wasn't Dana White, didn't, you know, guard it like a, you know, starving pit bull, their image. I mean, they just got too much energy into. They have paid their dues. You know what I mean? They're going to be the at this point the pinnacle of mixed martial arts. Our intention is not to knock them off. You know, our intention is not to knock off the IFL. In fact, we just signed a deal to be partnering up with the IFL to help produce their shows and do stuff. So we're actually working with the IFL now. Our intention is to work with the Pro Elite and all these other guys, and maybe down the road with the UFC if it works out. I don't hold my breath on it because the UFC is a little bit more guarded with their product and stuff and with their image. But our thing is not to be this, my organization is better than your organization. You know, our fighters are better than your fighters. What we really want to do is create a, make us all go into being more like promotion companies, have an independent sanctioning body that allows people to really get, you know, ranked and stuff like that, and then, like, you know, then be able to crown some real world champions. Now, that's our vision, and our vision is solid. I mean, we're going to be creating more and more shows. We're going to be enlisting not only the shows that we do, you know, but we're also partnering up with Fight Sport, with IFL, with Ring of Combat, and a couple of these other shows, regional shows. And our intention is to bring these guys up, and so they become major players too. Because we want us to be, you know, we want to be a major player in this thing. Our intention is not to knock anybody off. I don't see Continental Airlines sitting around having planning strategies on how they're going to knock off American Airlines, or they're going to knock out United. No, what they're really concerned about is how do we make our product good so people want to fly with us? You know, how do we make it product? You know, and that's our intention. Our intention is not to knock anybody off. We recognize the brand value and everything UFC has. Our intention is, if UFC, it would be, you know, I use the analogy of UFC being American Airlines. Well, our intention is to be United Airlines. You know, ours just tends to be another choice for people to check out that is, you know, that is equally as good as American Airlines. It's just another choice for people. And that's what our intention is to be.
Now, you mentioned a partnership.
Serious intention.
Right. You mentioned a partnership with the IFL, and I'm not sure many people know about this. Is this something new that just came about? Is HDNet going to start airing fights, possibly?
Well, you guys are going to hear about it on Monday, so you get to scoop everybody.
Is it possible that the Grand Prix finals are going to air on HDNet?
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
All right, that you'll leave it at that.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and give you the scoop on it, man. It's going to happen. We're going to be IFL's Grand Prix is going to be on HDNet, and they're going to be, you know, making a big press release here in the next couple of days. So you'll beat the press release on this if you get this out by Monday.
Great. And will that event air on My Network TV, or is it going to be exclusive on HDNet?
You know, I'm not sure about that. That part I don't know because, you know, I'm not the production side of stuff is not my thing. I don't really know if we'll be on both or not. So I'm not sure about that. I doubt it's going to be on. I think it'll probably strictly be on HDNet, but, you know, I don't know.
And my next obvious question with regards to HDNet is, I know you don't work on the production side of things, but what can you tell us about, you know, the guys behind the scenes in the production offices trying to get HDNet on as many cable providers as possible? Because now as you keep rolling out these great cards which you're working so hard to put together, you obviously want them to be seen by the most amount of eyeballs. I mean, that's obvious. So are there any plans for 2008 to get HDNet out there to more people so that more people can enjoy? And is there has any improvements been made in terms of 2008 where you can kind of elaborate on you know, such and such cable offering is now going to have it, etc.?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that part is, even though that's not really my forte or, you know, why they hired me or anything, I've been, you know, constantly aware of that aspect of the game. Yeah, we, you know, our big thing is that we want to get on Cox Cable. That's a huge deal. That looks like it's going to be happening in the near future. And there's a couple other ones that we're looking to do. You know, the main thing is that that all these new HDNet or HD broadcasting, I mean, everybody's now trying to broadcast in HD. They cost, well, the problem is that it's generally, it's a throw up for the cable companies, because they're looking at it, okay, how do we present this to our customers? Do we suck it up? Which is, you know, do we suck up the, you know, the cost to put this on, which may be, you know, it's anywhere from $3 to $4, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you multiply that by, you know, 30,000 homes or 30 million homes, it's a lot of money. You know what I mean? And $1, you know, if it costs you $1 or $2, and you got 30 million homes, well, that's $30 to $60 million that you have to suck up. you know, or do we present it to our customers and have them, you know, have the choice on it? So a lot of it is Internet is trying to put together different packages so it works for both the cable company and also works for the customer. And that's just part of the things, the growing pains that we have. But we are growing. I mean, we've moved from 6 million to almost 7 million homes. HDNet is one of the most watched sports programs in HDNet, in HD. It surpasses all the other ones, ESPN and stuff like that. And that's one of the reasons that mixed martial arts has come to has found such a good home in HDNet, because one of the most viewed shows that we had before I came aboard and before HDNet Fights was formed was their mixed martial arts programming. And so, you know, I mean, it wasn't brain surgery for these guys to figure out that, hey, we got a winner here. How do we take it to the next level? And that's where HDNet Fights came in.
Guy, before we let you go, I just wanted to talk a bit about December 15th. And your main event for that card is Jason Mayhem Miller against Sean Salmon. Obviously, a lot of MMA fans know that Salmon suffered an injury this past Friday at the Strikeforce event. Will he be fighting on December 15th?
No, Sean won't be. Actually, it's a co-main event. It's actually, we got Sean, I mean, we had, it's Mayhem Miller versus Tim Kennedy. It's going to be part of the co-main event. And then the other part of the co-main event is Edwin Deweese versus Frank Trigg.
Okay, so now Tim Kennedy is the replacement for Sean.
Yeah, and it actually works out better. I mean, Tim Kennedy has beaten Mayhem Miller in the past. And one of the things that Jason was, he was kind of basically asking us in a nice way, but he goes, listen, you know, I have had some losses on my career, and I really look forward to fighting these guys again. One of the reasons that Frank Trigg obviously Frank Trigg and Jason fighting on the same card is for the idea that we're going to have them fight each other again. This is something that Jason wanted. This is something that Frank was just like, I'll knock him out. I'll knock him out again. And of course, Jason is looking at the fact that he wants to come back and revenge his loss. And then Tim Kennedy happened to, be available, because he actually, this is part of the deal, one of the deals with the IFL is Tim Kennedy fights for the IFL, and our new relationship with the IFL has opened up that our ability to get Tim Kennedy to fight Jason, which is pretty awesome. And I'll be honest, Jason takes him back out, man. He does not shrink away from competition. Most people don't know Tim Kennedy, but this kid's a freaking stud. I mean, he is a unbelievable fighter. He's the only guy who, out of his 8 wins, the only guy who's been able to finish the fight has been Jason Miller. He lost the decision. All of the other fights have been knockouts or submissions. So, I mean, this guy's a really, really tough guy, and I'm excited to have him on there. And to be honest, there's an old saying, it's better to be lucky than good. And I always thought I was pretty good about being a matchmaker, but I found out I'm a lot luckier than being a matchmaker, because, I'm freaking out about Sean Salmon not being in there. But the reality is having Tim Kennedy to step up from Sean Salmon. And, Jason Miller better be training harder. Not that Sean Salmon isn't a great fighter. He is. He's a tough guy. And I look forward to having him back on there and healthy. He took a vicious kick to the head. And, apparently he's okay and everything, but he's got that suspension. Like I said, it's better to be lucky than good, because we lucked into having actually a better opponent for Jason Miller.
Yeah, and Kennedy's has actually won his last 8 fights, so he's on an 8-fight winning streak, so that should be a great matchup, one of those losses.
And his only loss was a cut, and he wasn't hurt in the fight, he got cut.
Right, against Scott Smith, who's no slouch in himself.
Yeah, and he's exactly. And it wasn't like, he was losing the fight when that happened. It was a pretty tough fight, So, he's a tough guy. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, like I said, it's better to be lucky than good. And we just happen to be lucky right now.
Guy, final question. 2008, What's in store for HDNet Fights? I know you guys announced last week that you were looking to obviously hold more events. When should fans expect the next event, the first one for 2008?
February 15th,
and is that one going to be in Dallas, or is it going to be in another market?
That's going to be in Dallas. No, it'll be in Dallas. We're going to do most of our shows in Dallas. It just makes sense. I mean, the huge advantage that we have versus other organizations, startups, is that Mark happens to own American Airlines Center. He happens to own the TV production company. He happens to own the DVD distribution. He happens to own all the movie theaters. He happens to own a lot of things that make this very vertically integrated and allows us to have a kind of jump start with everybody else. And that's why we'll be in the role of being able to help other organizations, you know, bring their game up to an A-level game from either a B-level or, you know, we're C-level companies. But with the B-level companies, move them up to an A-level company, because we have the capability of getting them in the right places. And so, you know, our intention is to do that. And like I said, most of our shows will be in Dallas. You know, we're not opposed to going other places for shows. We're just, we just have a good market right now with Dallas.
And while you're here giving us so many scoops, any big names or big matches signed for that February 15th card?
Not anybody particularly. I mean, I'm at really liberty to say, because we don't have contracts with some of these guys. We're in negotiations with some interesting characters, and we're going to have some, we intend to have some really good fights.
Is it possible that any of the IFL guys, like a Tim Kennedy, but, you know, some of the other big names, that they can now, you know, potentially be on that card for 2008 and the other ones in the future? Is that going to be kind of like the agreement between you two guys?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, the agreement is still being kind of worked out with how we're going to do that. I mean, what it has to be a win-win situation for everybody involved in it, and that's really the thing. How do we make it good for the IFL and also good for us, you know? And so, that's still kind of being worked out. But, yeah, our intention is to have that open contract or that open, let's say cooperation between the organizations, because I think that the IFL would benefit by having their athletes on our shows and on our things, getting more exposure for them. And of course we would benefit because, they have some really great guys. I mean, besides Kennedy, I mean, you know, right off the bat, the guy I would love to see is that little Hideki, man, that little guy is a freaking stud.
Right.
I'd love to see him fight. You know, he's the only guy I know that has to have ID to get into rated R movies still, but is also one of the top fighters in the world. You know, I mean, this kid looks like he's 14, but he's a killer.
Absolutely. Guy, I really want to thank you for taking the time, being so candid here today. It was great, and we're looking forward to December 15th, Reckless Abandon from the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. A great card just announced. Jason Mayhem Miller going up against Tim Kennedy, as well as Edwin Deweys and Frank Trigg. And hopefully we'll see Miller Trigg 2 coming up next year. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you. And anytime you want to drop more scoops, come back to Jerry Park.
Oh, man, anytime. Just give me a holler and I'll do what I can for you.